The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Stephen Robb, tillage reporter with the Irish Farmers Journal. What's this about people receiving random packets of seeds in the post?
Hi, Frank. Yeah, so quite a bizarre story is really after emerging over the past day or two. So over the past number of days, our Department of Agriculture have been contacted by a number of members from the public after they received small packets of seed originated from outside of the EU. They received them in the post without ordering them or certainly without paying for them. Literally out of nowhere, it appears.
It's incredible. What kind of seeds are we talking about here?
Well, see, that's the thing, sort of. We don't know just yet. So our Department of Agriculture are currently testing them to determine the species. But I suppose the story is a little bit more advanced in other countries because the exact same thing has been happening there. So we have reports from the United States, from Canada, from the UK, from Japan. And that's what we know of the exact same thing happening. And look, in terms of species, like the USDA authorities, they would have took up on mustard, cabbage, lavender, rosemary seeds, so a wide variety of seeds that are being sent around the world, really.
Right. Now, a solid piece of advice that I got when I was younger and have taken it with me through my entire life is that nothing in this life is free. So these unsolicited packages that are arriving, I mean, I know we don't really know what's going on here in Ireland, but let's look to the other countries that you mentioned there, the likes of the US, Canada, Japan and the UK, where they have investigated this somewhat and they suspect that these packages are coming from China. Do we know why they're being sent to people randomly like this?
Yeah, that's you're 100% right there. Nothing in this life is free. So basically, if it's too good to be true, then it is, and it just can't. So it is. That's certainly what it appears to be. So the USDA and the United States, they're pretty sure that this is part of what you call a brushing scam. Basically, what a brushing scam is, it's where a seller of an item would post an unordered and unpaid for item to a random person around the world. God knows where they got details. They would then use that person's details after the package has been posted to post a false customer review online on their website, on their selling platform. Pretty much to boost the product rating and to make it look like they have sold more products than what they actually have. So in the case of the seeds, what we believe is going on here is that the seeds were sent out in little and small packages, but they were actually labelled as other items. So in the States, for example, a number of packages have been labelled as earrings or various other items around that size or so. And what the company is doing is, well, it looks like a genuine sale. It goes through their system, and it looks like a verified, genuine review. And why they're using seeds, well, we're not fully sure, possibly because they're light, cheap and probably plentiful.
And are they targeting people, you know, specifically, or are these just sent to random addresses?
For now, it really seems that they're just sent to random addresses. I do know that there's only been a small handful of cases here in Ireland, but you know, in the States, there's been 600-700 cases. So there has. Certainly, we're just after getting a statement from the Department of Agriculture on this. It does appear that as per the packaging on the labels on the packaging, it appears as if the country of origin is China, which would. That's a similar country of origin from the packages in the other countries as well.
Yeah. And just finally then, Stephen, I mean, as a journalist, I'm a curious guy. I'm assuming you are. If I received a packet of seeds in the post, I'd be tempted to go out in the garden. I don't have a green finger on my hand, but I'd be tempted to go out into the garden and plant them and see what comes up. But the department is advising people not to do that.
Certainly not, certainly not. So I suppose a quick thing about Ireland and Europe is that we have very rigorous plant health rules and regulations under the Plant Health Directive. That's for our own safety, it's for our environment safety. Anything from outside of any plant material at all, really, with a few small exceptions, they must be accompanied by a phytosanitary certificate to pretty much say it's safe and it meets the standards of the EU. In this case, there is none of that. So basically, we don't know what's in this. We don't know what's in the seeds. We don't know if there's pests, if there's diseases, or if there are invasive weeds. You know, what's a weed but a plant in the wrong place? So what may be a perfectly harmless plant in the country of origin of these packages, if it got into the environment here, you know, could turn invasive. Let's just remember that knotweed and giant hogweed and Himalayan balsam,
all of
Ireland's top.
Very hard to get rid of as well. Yeah,
look, they all started as garden ornaments, amplifiers, pretty much, you know.
Okay, and look, the advice from the department is that if anyone has received these seeds by post, unsolicited, as we mentioned, they're urged to contact the department on plantimports@agriculture.gov.ie. Stephen Robb, tillage reporter with the Irish Farmers Journal. We'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.